other disturbing aspect was the fact that these drugs were being prescribed to a large number of children.
About 1 million children under 18 take such drugs now, with doctors writing three times as many prescriptions as they did a decade ago.
And we don't know if the drugs were being used appropriately.
And the condition it's being advertised to treat might not even exist.
The reason we're seeing so much consumer advertising is because it works.
They can sell us almost anything.
Big Pharma. Big Pharma.
Nation of walking corpses, smiles, nauseous distortion of mind. Trapped in bodily purgatory, the story unwind. They make no money if you healthy, no skrill if you die. They cash out when they keep you coughing but keep you alive. Yeah, you'll survive, just trust Doc, the plot's pure evil. There's war on the needle, but this pill's more lethal. Slanging them death feed, disease to the people. Give speed to the kids, but my weed ain't legal. It's like CDs and movies, new joints every summer. No change since the other, same pill, different color. My grandmother who fights through the curse every night. 20 meds a day ain't never felt worse in a life. Treat sick people like lab mice, turning to heists. Cause those not controlled by medicine, controlled by the price. See, it's like back in the day from distributing coke. The ones who got the least, the ones paying the most. Strung out on pills, no different than crack hoes. State sponsor, kingpin, dealers in lab coats. This is CA, where the home of the game is. Dope ain't illegal when the government slang it.
It goes labs, pills, blood, hearse. White, Bristol, Myers, Pfizer, Merck. They put labels on their work and the fiends of their patients. Dope ain't illegal when the government slang it.
Yo, they prescribing out of Advanz and Buspar. I don't trust y'all. Johnson & Johnson act like they above God. $1 billion business, pharmaceutical gain. Look what it do to your pain, look what it do to your brain. Side effects from the meds, need more meds and so forth. Recession, breed depression, increase the spread of Zoloft. Low cost, natural remedies, longevity. Cause pills we pop only heal us temporarily. Loss of memory, methamphetamine's an enemy. When we're not ill, we get pills cause we pretend to be. Manipulate the doctors, but doctors know. And they get paid from the state when the stocks are low. Vioxx is sold like it's pots of gold. And these HMOs are HOMOs in partnership with the government and fast food chains to make you sick like it's punishment. For who's to blame? Vaccinations contain a small tracking device. Now the patients remain in the back of their sight. They control when we're sick. It's sick, let's get ahead of them. I'll feel better when they get a taste of their own medicine.
Strung out on pills, no different than crack hoes. State sponsor, kingpin, dealers in lab coats. This is CA, where the home of the game is. Dope ain't illegal when the government slang it.
It goes labs, pills, blood, hearse. White, Bristol, Myers, Pfizer, Merck. They put labels on their work and the fiends of their patients. Dope ain't illegal when the government slang it.
Adverse drug reactions are the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
In fact, each year in the United States, adverse drug reactions cause an estimated 100,000 deaths and approximately 1.5 million hospitalizations.
160,000 heart attacks and strokes.
20 million Americans took Vioxx, often some say unnecessarily, in response to advertising.
More money was spent promoting Vioxx than Anheuser-Busch spent promoting Budweiser, than Pepsi-Cola spent promoting Pepsi. I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.